Welcome back to today's Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. I'm Schaefer Landit here with Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer. Following the conclusion of their regular season just a day ago at the time of recording this. And coach, the last time I talked to you, you just got the first outright conference championship in 7 years for the program. And then following that, two really, really tough teams. We'll start with that game against Dowling on Saturday, the loss there. What did you kind of see from your eyes on that early weekend game against a pretty tough team?
Well, I think the biggest thing was I think both teams were a little tired. Obviously, it was the third game in 5 days for both of us. We kind of needed them to get off to a slow start, and they didn't. And that kind of, you're fighting from behind the whole time. That kind of takes a lot out of you. We were pleased with how we finished the game, just not necessarily how we started the game. I think Dowling was up 15 at the end of the first quarter, and they beat us by 14. So we actually found some things that we did pretty well against them. It just didn't happen in the first quarter, and that got us to a spot where we had to fight from behind the entire game, and that was a difficult uphill battle. And obviously, they're really good and made it really hard on us.
And moving forward again, I said not an easy ending to your season when we talked on Friday, and you said, yeah, you think. You had ADM on Tuesday, and that's just a juggernaut there, and you stuck with them, just trailed by one at the end of the first half, but then things got a little bit tougher in the second half. What were some of your thoughts with that game just last night?
They're really good. Like, they put pressure on you defensively like we haven't necessarily faced this year, because it wasn't necessarily pressure – from individual players, but it was pressures from the way they space the floor and the types of players they have. Their point guard Trey Bright is a 6'6" lefty, and he was a matchup nightmare for us, and we kind of knew that going in, and he just created so much good stuff for them. And then obviously Hudson Lawrence is one of the best scorers in the state. I thought we actually did a good job on him, and then I look at the end of the game, and he had 23. So they just put a lot of pressure, and they shot the ball extremely well. We kind of put ourselves in some tough spots defensively with our game plan, and their players just came out and played. Like, they were good. They were really, really good, and we were happy with where we were at halftime. But then third quarter kind of got away from us a little bit. And then I was a little disappointed with our fourth quarter execution. For the first time, I felt like we just played panicked too much, which led to some bad shots and things like that. That I kind of felt like we played fourth quarter offense, or I'm sorry, we played offense in the fourth quarter like it was the last minute of the game for the last 5 minutes of the game. And I didn't really like how that looked, and obviously it wasn't very successful for us. So something we'll have to clean up.
Again, you're hearing from Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer on today's Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. A couple more here for you, coach. Let's move on to some positives. Last year you finished 11-12 overall. This year, the conference championship and a 14-7 record. Obviously, an improvement there at this point in the season. What are some things that you can attribute that improvement to this year specifically?
Well, I think it was year two in kind of our new offensive system. So I think we had a lot of guys that were more comfortable in that. I think there's a lot of truth to the fact that we have a lot of guys that were really eager to prove themselves as varsity basketball players. So I think there was a lot of work in the off season to make sure that they were ready. And then I think the last thing is they've really dialed in on the defensive end. Obviously, last night we did not do a great job defensively, but for the most part this year, we've been really, really solid on the defensive end, and the guys have bought into that. They all get along. They're nice to each other. There's just a lot of things that go into a successful basketball season, and I think this group has done a lot of those little things pretty well, and I think that's kind of what I would attribute our success to.
Last one here for you, Coach. Your next game is next Friday, second sub-state round, first game for you guys. The winner of Sioux City North or Sioux City West. And then obviously Dowling is also in your guys' bracket, who you just saw a couple of days ago. First off, how do you guys balance just having so much time off, really the most time off you've had probably all season? And then how did you like how the bracket shook up, and what are you looking at ahead of next Friday?
Yeah, we're going to take a couple of days off. I think we got some guys that are tired. We don't play for 10 days. A few guys that are a little banged up with some minor little things. So we'll be off for a couple of days here, come back and get back after it on Friday. And then just in terms of the bracket, we have to rest. I think most of what we will do until Tuesday will be focused on us, what we need to do in terms of making us better. And then starting on Tuesday, we'll start to focus on whoever wins that game on Monday night, and kind of start getting our scouting report and those types of things in. Just in terms of the bracket in general, I think in my mind, I thought we were going to have a really hard time avoiding Waukee, Northwest, and Dowling, all three of them. I kind of thought we would probably be paired with one of them. And you know what, having been on the court with Dowling already, I think our guys have a certain comfort level a little bit. I think we're pretty confident. We found some things that worked against them, and obviously I'm sure they're going to change some things too to make it a little more difficult. But I think we got a confident group that believes in themselves, and to get to where we want to go, you have to be somebody good anyway, and Dowling's a good team, and that'll be an exciting opportunity if we get there.
Well, Coach, thanks very much for your time, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
You bet. Thanks, Schaefer.
That's Coach Aaron Pelzer of the Norwalk Boys basketball team on today's Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner.